Blog Talk Radio.
Genocide Frolic International, dedicated to the memory and the beautiful, the beautifulness, if there's such a word, if there isn't, I'll make it up, of Milton, the guide dog who was killed last summer at the Guide Dog Foundation. And we honor Milton May 19th at the Hall in Bellport, Long Island, a 14 station place over there, May 19th, 11 to 2, a day for Milton. All right, inner sight engineer, you on the line? I don't know where she is. She just told me she's going to be here and can't rely on her. Anyway, inner sight. And let's see, we're going to, oh, Dinnigan will be here later with the time that he brought the Braille playing cards to school. Oh, that was a regular riot. We'll tell you about the doctor who has come up with a new way to treat people. That'll be interesting. You know, that's, well, stay tuned for that. And what else? Oh, it's tax time, isn't it? I don't have any honeymoon music. I'm supposed to have some, but I don't. But Ralph and Norton, big blowout with the tax, you know. So he gets a, he comes home, he's all tired and grumpy, you know. Boy, look at this, Norton. All I ever get is bills, 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 bills. Here's something interesting. Huh. Pretty sneaky of the IRS to send me a bill on a postcard. Well, what does it say, Ralph? What does it say? Dear Mr. Crandon, please report tomorrow, 10 a.m., to the office of a Mr. Putter. Gee, I wonder what that is. Why do they want me to go down there? Well, I don't know, Ralph. I paid my taxes. I made them out and everything. Well, if you paid your taxes, you got nothing to worry about. That's right. I'm an American citizen. Got nothing to worry about. What could they want with me? And just take it easy, Ralph. Don't get all excited. Yeah, you know, you go down there tomorrow and you say, you know, you walk in nice and calm and cool and collected. Hello there. Will you cut that out? Cool, calm and collected. They don't care about that. All they care about is money. Let's try to figure this out. You paid your taxes, right? Yeah. But what could they possibly do to you? I don't know. I got a book here. Let me see. What does it say in the book? Let's see. Any tax thereof or taxes or derivative of taxes that shall be established under the establishment of the IRS government, which is a branch of the federal investigation government of the United States of America, to be prohibited and excoriated forever. Now, what does that mean? I don't know what it means. Boy, Ralph, it sounds like you're in big trouble. What am I going to do, Norton? Wait a minute. Where's your tax return? Let's see what you did here. Horse with clock and stomach. Did you file that? Horse with the clock in the stomach. Yeah, I filed that. Hey, maybe, wait a minute. You think they found out about the all-night poker game? I won $85. $85? Now, that's a big item. You think that's what it is? I don't know, Ralph. Maybe they forgot about it. They don't forget nothing. three-legged race, $5. Three-legged race, $5. I filed that. I put that in there. Well, listen, Ralph, don't worry about it. Tomorrow, I'll go down there with you to the tax office, and we'll find out what's going on. Thank you, Norton. I appreciate that. All right, so they go down. All right, now just take it easy. Now relax. You take a big, deep breath, but too big. You don't want to blow the office away. Will you stop that? To realize I'm being investigated? Well, what are you worried about, Ralph? You're a taxpayer. You're an American citizen. And besides, you don't have anything to worry about because what's the worst thing they could do to you? Can they put you under a firing squad? No, they can't. Can they hang you by the neck till dead? No, they can't do that either. Can they take away all your possessions? No, they can't. And the worst thing they can do is send you to the federal pen. Mr. Crandon? Oh, I'll hold there. He's Crandon. I'm clean. Didn't do it. I didn't do it. We know you didn't do it. That's why we asked you to come down here. What? You forgot to sign your tax return. You mean all I got to do is sign this and go out and everything is all right? That's right. Oh, boy. And here I am getting all crazy and worked up over this. And all right. Thank you. Mr. Putter, my name is Norton, and I have a confession to make. In the last fiscal year, I found $3 floating by me in the sewer that I didn't claim. Get out of here. $3, all right. Next time. Everybody gets a little nervous about that, you know. They got to pay taxes and all that. Anyway, here we are, engineerless, co-hostless. Well, maybe not. I'm going to see if I can get Lorraine on the line. Stand by. Let's see if I can get her. Lorraine, if you're listening, you got to hang up your phone. I'll call you and get you on the three-way. Thank you. All right, in a sight, Lorraine is joining us. And, oh, Lorraine.
Yes?
Before we do anything, give yourself a round of applause.
Okay, give myself a round
this
of applause.
This is for Lorraine.
Find the right one.
Round of applause. Woo-ah! Yeah! All right.
Thank you so much. I am so honored and privileged.
All right.
Yes.
Part of Inner Sight, our special projects coordinator, joining us on the frolics. And Lorraine, do you know any jokes?
That's one thing. I'm not too good at jokes.
We're going to get you to look up some jokes, you know, for next time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you say them, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, did you hear about the guy who went to the psychiatrist?
No, I didn't hear about the guy who went to
and
the
doctor. And he says to the doctor, he says, well, what am I going to do, doc? My wife, she thinks she's a bus.
Wow.
And the doctor says, well, did you take her to be examined by a doctor? Mm-hmm. And he says, no, I took her to Florida. Woo! All
uh-huh.
right. This is a stupid joke, isn't it?
It's all right.
You hear about the two guys sitting on the dock, two Navy men?
No, I did not.
This is way back after World War II, you know. And the,
right.
And the German U-boat goes by, and one guy, the Italian guys, one guy says to the other, hey, Giuseppe, ain't that a U-boat? Giuseppe says, no, it's not my boat. Maybe it's a U-boat.
I don't know, but my little device here called the Echo Dot here, she knows a lot of jokes.
Oh, she does?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Alexa, tell me a joke.
What did the ladder call the footstool? His stepbrother.
Nah.
They're corny. Yeah.
That's more like a riddle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not bad, though. I mean, you know,
no.
Needs a little spursing up. But,
yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Not too
bad.
What can we get from an AI and artificial intelligence?
Oh, artificial intelligence. Is that what AI stands for?
Yes, it's an Alexa.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to try to get Louie later on the line.
All right.
And Dinnigan will be here with his, the day he brought the Braille card for school. Let's see. We're going to tell you about the doctor with a new treatment. But first, let me thank some of our friends.
Okay.
Devin Fernandez with the Third Eye Insight. That's Third Eye Insight. You learn how to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Jiu-jitsu, as they say, or whatever they call it.
Jiu-jitsu.
631-445-3464. Now, when you learn that, don't go out in the street and go crazy.
Mm.
You know. Wah, woo, wah, woo, wah, wah, woo, wah, woo, woo. You know, think that you can conquer the world or something.
That's right.
It's not for that. It's to stay in shape.
Yes. And they have a lot of discipline. You have the discipline. It's not to go and show off.
Yeah.
Because my children's father, he's a sensei in, I think it's a fifth degree, black belt in jiu-jitsu and aikido. They have a school in Staten Island.
Oh, so you know about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Third Eye Inside, 631-445-3464. All right. Inner Sight brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, my buddies, who run it, Tom and Michelle. And let's see, Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. Great food over there. And when you're over there, you'll notice the pictures of Milton, the guide dog that we're honoring on May 19th, out here, out in Bellport, Long Island, from 11 to 2. All right. Let's see. Who else? Oh, Big East, the Key to Rescue. Good friend. I want to thank him once more for sending my dog several cases of food. Appreciate that very much. Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.net. 609-388-7004. On the Big East Key to Rescue. Let's see, what else we got? Islip Cleaners. We thank the Islip Cleaners for helping Inner Sight. Islip, New York. And Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. My buddy Anthony Kennedy for donating to Inner Sight. I want to thank the Coffee Bean here in Sayville for posting our show and making sure that it was up there and, you know, changing the times and all that. Coffee Bean, when you go in there, try their special iced coffee. Drop in and tell them you heard about it here on Inner Sight. They'll like that. They'll know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight. All right. What else? Oh, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, Silo. Thank them for posting our Day for Milton, the show, and the Manhattan Neighborhood Network .org. That's on Wednesday night at 11 with the program on Milton. So, check that out. You can also get that on the internet. You go ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, Wednesday night at 11. All right. We thank Silo. Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And especially I want to thank Jill over there who's been posting the program on Milton and now the day for Milton. And that's going to be a big day. All right. We're making plans to give out free handmade bracelets. We're going to try to get a charm put on the bracelet with Milton's name. Courtesy of my girlfriend, free handmade bracelets.
Oh, that's beautiful.
With Milton's name on it.
Okay.
If you sign the petition. So there you go. Inner sight. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, Able News. Able, the paper on and about the disabled, been around for over 30 years. Columns by various experts. And a calendar of events. They got a personals column, too. Yeah. That's where I met my last wife.
What?
Yeah. My last wife. Well, how long were you married? Oh, just a few days. Few days.
Voila. Few days.
Well, she passed away.
Oh no.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, me too. She didn't leave me the money. Oh, get out of here. In the sight. Who brought that guy in here anyway?
Me.
I don't know. You stop that.
Me. I brought him in.
Lorraine brought him in.
Somebody. I'm here. It's just that I can't open the
God,
show.
God, you're here.
Yes,
who needs you? Get out of here.
No.
Yes, she's here.
I've been here from the beginning, actually. I couldn't get the thing on.
Well, you didn't give me any honeymoon
so.
Music.
Well, that's the problem.
Where
I
were
couldn't
you?
Do it. I was here, but I couldn't do
couldn't
it.
Couldn't do it? Why not?
I don't know. Just the phone was acting up. I had to call in three times.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right.
Oh, shoot.
Able News.
You
okay,
want me to do that?
So if you're here, can you run the Able News? I did it, but do it again.
Yeah, I know. Sounds better.
I did it partially. Able News.
Come on, Able News.
In a sight.
I'm getting it. Hold on. I can't see
and
anything.
I'll do some Lauren Hardy if you have it.
Okay. Give me 1 minute. I have to get...
Able News on Inner Sight Frolics.
Able
Live.
Is in favor for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years, I believe. And all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts in a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription. Thank you.
All right. Are you staying on the show or are you leaving?
I'd like to stay.
All right, so we got to get... Lorraine, you can hang up and call back in so we'll have the line free for Louie.
Okay, then. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Lorraine.
All right, Inner Sight, stand by. Inner Sight, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. She's not. I don't know.
Dinigan's coming up later. Give me some Lauren Hardy music.
Okay.
You have
it. Yeah, I do. I just have to ruin my eyes here. I'm starting to see it.
All right, Inner Sight. And don't forget, we got the doctor coming up with a new kind
okay.
of treatment.
Able is the newspaper. For, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, now, can you give me the Lauren Hardy?
Yes, I can. Give me a second.
All right, Inner Sight Frolics.
I got to find it.
Well, that would help.
Yeah, it would. My eyeglasses are somewhere. I don't know where they are.
You don't have your eyeglasses?
No.
You got to get more responsible if you're going to do this. Otherwise, let me do it on my own.
I've been more responsible all this time, and I helped you create the show, didn't I? So I really would like
that doesn't mean a damn thing if you can't do it. You got to do it. It's the duration.
I've been doing it.
Not just one time.
I'm not feeling well. I told you that.
You
got to
get more responsible. Yeah, well, stop going to the damn hospital. They're making you worse.
Mm.
Every time you go to a hospital, you get worse. I don't know if you noticed that.
Mm.
But I do.
Thank you.
All right, Inner Sight.
Really,
have you got the Lauren Hardy or not?
Yes, I'm going to get to it, yes. Oh, God, Lauren Hardy, is that it? Yeah. Come on, go. There it is.
Get down! Get down! Get out! Get down! What's the ruckus in here by you boys? Oh, there's the conductor. Well, every time he keeps bothering me, I had to go up on the bunk, and then he tells me come down, and when he comes down, I tell him, do you need anything? He says, no. He says, then he goes back up there, and he says, I need a cigarette, and I need a match, and now I got to come down and look at me. I'm not going to do too well getting no sleep, you know. And now we're going to be late going to Minneapolis. Minneapolis? This train doesn't go to Minneapolis. It goes to North Dakota, Raccoon National Cemetery. What? Well, don't worry about that, Ollie. Remember, you always wanted to go out west. Oh, shut up. North Dakota, Raccoon National Cemetery. All right, that's enough of that. Can you get rid of that music, engineer?
Yes, I can. Hold on. I don't know what is going on. All right, here we go.
All right, in a sight.
Sorry.
Frolic. Dinnigan's coming up. Hey, did you hear about this doctor? You won't find this story in the news because this is exclusive of in a sight. All right. Guy goes to a doctor, see?
Yeah.
And it says on the doctor's sign, New Age Healing. And the guy says, well, what is this, you know? And the doctor says, Mr. Carter, you're very sick. I don't think you're going to live another 48 hours. What? Have you got a will? Sure, I got a will, but I haven't got a won't. Oh, never mind that. Now, listen, there's a new treatment. And first, before we give you the medicine, we have to give you the side effect pill. What? Side effect pill. What do you mean, Doc? What do I need? Well, you see, now here's the way this works. By the way, what school did you go to? I went down the subway, but never mind that. The side effect pill gets you ready for the medicine. In other words, when you take this pill, you will experience every side effect known to medicine.
Oh, Jesus.
And then you won't have to worry anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? Could you imagine?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here's the printout of the what you can expect. May cause death. Well, I told you, 48 hours. So the guy takes it, and he goes home and he takes it, see? And he comes back, and the doctor says, oh, how come you're still here? Wait a minute, he says, that means one thing. And the guy goes, what? The side effects didn't work.
Heaven forbid I get that, believe it or not.
It
oh, no.
It didn't work. Now I have to give you the medicine.
Yep.
And hope that works. So the guy, before he turns around and boom, he drops on the floor.
Uh-oh. He does.
Oh, he goes, oh, poor fella. Boy, that side effect stuff is really good, huh? Works good. At that point,
oh my gosh,
please come in and arrest the doctor.
Oh, my gosh.
He went in the subway for his degree.
Woo!
Side effect pills. Imagine if they had.
Well,
the FDA doesn't have to approve that. They already approved the drug that's got the side effects. But imagine if you had to take side effect medicine before you took the drug. That would be weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
You know, side effect alone would kill you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got Dinnigan coming up 8:30 New York. 8:30 New York, Louis. Is
Louis
on?
Are you? No.
Huh?
No. Not on line.
Oh, all right. You know, when I was a kid, we had this one kid in school. Oh, he was something. Jimmy Dinnigan. You know, he had a real weird voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always in trouble. He was so fidgety, you know. So one day he came in with these Braille cards. I don't know if you ever seen Braille cards.
Yeah, I have.
They have the big numbers, and in the corner they got the Braille.
Oh, wow.
Regular card, but they got the Braille in the corner.
Okay.
So Dinnigan comes in, and you know, he didn't care what was going on. He just interrupted everything and spoke right out, you know.
Wow.
He comes in and, anybody want to play cards? In the middle of the, we're doing arithmetic or something. Anybody, I got the Braille. The Braille. There you go. And Miss Paul says, Jimmy, what are you doing? Sit down.
I gotta play cards. It's a good way to learn, Miss Ma. You could read numbers.
So he starts dealing out the cards. He's going around all the desks, you know. And everybody gotta put up
a quarter.
Up.
You gotta bet a quarter, Miss Martha.
What,
Jimmy? You can't gamble in school.
He says,
I'm not gambling, me mom, playing cards.
I don't know what, if anybody, you know, a couple of kids put the quarter up, you know, they'd change, you know.
Yeah.
So we're playing blackjack.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Blackjack, you know, 21, you know. And,
oh, wow.
So he must have rigged the cards.
He's a high roller.
So he deals them out, and it's,
all right, let me see what you got. Oh, you got to get a hit.
And Miss Martha
wow.
says,
what? Don't you dare hit anybody.
She said,
no, Miss Martha, that means you got to get a card. A hit means a card. Jimmy, sit down. And you're busted. You're busted, Janie. You're out.
Jimmy, what are you doing?
She's out, Miss Ma. I take the money.
He's going around to everybody, and he's making sure they're all busted. He must have collected
wow.
$3.
Oh, my.
Woo! And Miss Ma.
Oh, he's a character.
Miss Ma was freaking out. Give me those cards, you know.
You get them back at the end of the day when you get on the bus. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Like a plain black jack on the bus.
I can imagine.
Oh, man. And then
did
Kramer,
everybody laugh at that one?
Kramer came in You know, he used to go around to the different classes, you know,
mm-hmm.
principal class.
Yeah.
And Jimmy says,
Mr. Kramer, you want to play poker?
Mr. Kramer,
Jimmy, what are you doing with those cards in school? I'm trying to learn a good lesson. Now, Jimmy, you give that money back to all those kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, I'll never forget it. He was so funny.
He was quite a character.
Did he think of any other jokes
mm-hmm.
or any other, time to hand out cards?
Well, he did all kinds of weird things, you know.
I know.
But the day with the card, that was like really weird and different, you know.
Yeah.
Doing that in school and playing blackjack for money.
You know, that's weird.
Freaked them all.
They would think, Frank, that, you know, this kid might be very smart. Why don't we work that way? They never do that. Why do they don't do that? You know?
Well, he was smart. He wasn't stupid.
No.
He was creative, mm-hmm. you know, creative.
Very creative, yeah.
You know,
far from it.
Yeah, right?
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by A Day for Milton, May 19th, out in Bellport, Long Island, 11 to 2, at the Brewery Hall, 14 Station Place, I think. Is it Place?
No, Road.
It's place. Road.
Road.
Station Road, 14. All right, 11 to 2. And this Wednesday, the show will be on again. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, .org, and on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. Check it out, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. All right, The Day for Milton, coming closer every day.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, and we are planning to, we put in for March.
Oh, Louis.
To a show with Michelle, who owned Milton, and who is absolutely devastated over the whole thing of his death at the guide dog school. All right, so we'll be working on that and bring that to you. Inner Sight, anybody on the line?
Yeah. Louis.
Oh, must be Louis the Lip.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's get Louie in here on Inner Sight Live. Louie the Lip.
All right.
Hello there. Hello there, Andy.
Hey, Louie, come on.
The Kingfish.
Yeah, Richard, yeah. Tell them all about it.
There he is.
There you go.
Louie the Lip. Hey, Louis, you ever see Amos and Andy on television?
Years ago.
Yeah. They were funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How you doing today, tonight?
Okay. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Louis.
Happy belated, happy Valentine's Day.
Aw,
yeah.
Thank you.
Say hello to Lorraine.
Hello, Lorraine.
Hello. Hi, Louie. How are you doing?
The one and only Rosanna in a flash. Goof it off, make everybody laugh, and go, hey.
Yeah.
Maybe she was in the background and told some little jokes.
Yes.
What'd you get for Valentine?
I got candy from my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother gave you candy?
You had a heart.
Chocolate?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you eat the whole box?
No, man. Make my stomach growl.
You eat the whole box and you can get a job doing Alka-Seltzer commercials. In Spanish. I don't need it.
Lap. This is the water.
Yeah, so
I ate the whole thing.
Candy, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't get
so,
a rumble in your tummy.
I don't know. What's the best Valentine's song? So many of them, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of her.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Louie, you know any Valentine songs?
Joy, Valentine.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yes.
The love loves giving all of a Valentine. You make me smile.
Okay.
You are my Valentine. You know, you used to sing that song, Rudolph Valentino. You ever hear of him?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was a very, very sophisticated and exceeded, you know, not exceeded. What was the word I want? Somebody thinks
debonair?
Of everything. Yeah. He thought he was
very
debonair and...
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, my Valentine, he used to sing through his nose.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, Frank.
You are my Valentine, you know, like that. You know. You make me feel so young.
I remember that song.
Yeah, that's it. Louis does
that's
good.
Right, Lou.
Yeah, so one time he was on television and giving a concert. You know, and he's singing through his nose like that, you know, and
uh-oh.
This woman gets up and she says, why don't you blow your nose?
All right. Get a chill pill, Rhea.
Why don't you blow your nose, Rudy?
Hey, Lorraine and Suzanne, get a chill pill. Make you laugh and calm you down.
And Rudy says, somebody better call the security guard.
I'll give you my handkerchief. Blow your nose.
It was funny, you know. It got on the news. Everybody was laughing.
Maybe he had an adenoid problem.
Blow your nose.
Oh, throw in the garbage.
That's it. Yeah, so Valentine, now what happens with all the, you know, somebody said after Valentine's Day, the next day was Singles Day.
Yeah.
You know, for the single people.
Right.
I guess the single people got mad at the Valentine people. You know, you got somebody, you think you're better than me, we're going to have Singles Day. They go, now you got Singles Day.
Yeah.
February 15th, that was.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Did you ever hear
event.
That, Lorraine?
Yes, they had an event somewhere in the city. It was called relay dating or something where you have a whole bunch of men and you have this one woman. And it's called speed dating.
Oh, I know that. Yeah,
speed dating.
Now, wait a minute. How do they know? Here's a good question. How do they know that somebody's really single? Suppose you're mad at your girlfriend and your wife. And the hell are you? No, I'm going to go to this single. Tell them I'm single. They don't know. How do they know that?
No, they don't.
Yeah?
You don't know. They're supposed to have certain profiles to let them know, you know.
I don't know how they could tell.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, you want to go to Singles Day?
How about this one? Once upon a time, there was an engineer. Choo-choo Charlie was named in here. And an engineer and sore had fun. Eats good and plenty, can he make his train run? Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie said, really rings the bell. Charlie said, love my good and plenty. Don't know rather the candy that I love so well.
All
right, let me
that.
sing that in Spanish for all our Spanish friends. Go ahead.
Or you need fluff, fluff, fluff to make it fluff another. Watch mellow fluff and lots of love drops. But your spread, spread and rye and peanut butter and marshmallow love drops to make it fluff another.
Thank you.
Love drops.
I mean, joy, your fluffing peanut butter. You had enough of another fluff another.
You hear about the guy who stuffed his mouth full of good and plenty and all the licorice and he couldn't get his mouth open. He had to go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Keep your mouth shut and you won't get in trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, inner sight.
Yeah, inner sight. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And Louis Rivera. Louis the Lip. Let's see. 846. New York. Louis the Lip. All right, Lou. You got another song?
Able, hello,
you
ladies
go?
And gentlemen. Listen to this. Able News Regular, the number one newspaper in the U.S. And then on the front cover, you got pretty girls, Connie and Chrissy, and flirting with other ladies. And they tell the story of how you flirt with a lady. Get mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to other ladies and give them lingerie pajamas and get on with the ladies.
Yeah, and you
and
go.
And kiss, wet kissy all over.
What?
And you go to the club and you hope what? They're going to faint, so you give them the mouth-to-mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, woo!
All right.
Yeah. And don't forget to buy the Able News with Rosanna Dana and the swab on her hand on the front cover. And on newsstands all over the world.
That's it.
The Able News talking, the voice of Suzanne. Tell the story about Able News on... how's it going, Suzanne? Able News is the number... I forgot what it is.
Oh, Able is the newspaper.
Able News newspaper. Go ahead.
For buying about.
For about.
Yeah. I can't even say it.
Start over again, Suzanne. I got to hear this.
About, you want to hear it? Okay, let me put on the thing, the radio version. Okay? And you can follow.
The thing? You mean
okay,
the commercial?
Yeah, right.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events. Columns written by various experts in a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personal page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right.
Okay, now you're done.
Thank you, Lou.
Hey, guys. I love you very much. We're going to have more fun with Rosanna Dana next Friday. I gave you a call every Friday for that frolics and making everybody laugh at the swab. And mouth-to-mouth resuscitation with Connie and Chrissy, and I like to get it on.
All right, let's clear the board.
Okay. I love you guys.
Thank
bye,
you, Louie.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, in a sight, did you hear what happened with President Joe? Now, you didn't get this on the news because they cut it out, see, when he went to inspect the balloons, you see, and Harris was standing next to him, and you know it affected her too. But when the reporters started asking him questions, and they couldn't believe, President Biden, what was the nature of these balloons?
Well, the nature of the balloons was very, very interesting, and we had to do a lot of analyzing, and we called in various doctors from all over the world.
President, sir, why is your voice sounding like a female?
Well, they discovered that the balloons were full of helium.
Helium?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all full of helium. In other words, they're all full of it, Joe.
That's a good one. I like that one.
That is.
I'll let Vice President Harris finish this because I'm very tired. I got to go to sleep.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joe. This is Harris, Vice President. Helium had the opposite effect on me, and I hope I get my voice back because I got to go home to my husband, and, you know, he's totally against transsexual and all that stuff and transmissions, and he likes electric cars. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, Vice President Harris, are you going to go see a doctor? Oh, well, I'll have to, yeah. I hope we can find one who knows about helium poisoning. I think I have it. Oh,
uh-oh.
No.
That's a good one, too.
What'd you get that one? That is a good one.
All right. Yeah, helium. That's what the big thing
helium
over the balloon.
Poisoning.
That's what was in those balloons.
Yeah.
You know, that's why Joe didn't give a speech for a couple of days.
He was scared that the helium would do worse.
All right, in a sight. Hope you had a little wacky fun, you know. And I don't know, some of these jokes. You got any more jokes from that girl, Lorraine? What's her name?
Alexa.
Yeah. I have
Alexa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got another one? Let's hear what it sounds like.
Okay. Alexa, tell me a joke.
Why did Johnny Appleseed cross the road? To get to the other cider.
Other cider. Oh Lord. Alexa, tell me another one. Tell me another joke.
Who's got the best dance moves at Thanksgiving dinner? The turkey.
The turkey. Oh, my gosh.
Funny adult jokes.
Yes, they are. I see that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could ask
Where did she get these from? Just look them up?
All over the Internet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. you got that microphone with you?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
The one that has reverb.
All right.
Okay.
Make the reverbs. Let's hear all the different four sounds. Let's see what they sound like.
Hi. Hello, Frank. Hello, Suzanne. And how everybody's doing today? This is Carrie and Eric. Hi there. Hi, Inner Sight. Yes.
Right,
I'm going to introduce you to some other sounds and people that we know. All right. Stand by. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Is that three different sounds?
Look at them out. Hello.
That's the other one. Yes. Sounded like you. All right.
Oh, yeah. That's like the regular reverb.
Yeah. The other one. It's two
all
different
right,
ones.
All right, got four different.
Hello. Oh, that's the regular one.
Oh, yeah.
My voice with an echo.
That's nice.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I wish
Hello.
I had all those gadgets. I can't afford them, but I'll let you get them.
Hello.
All right, in a sight.
Hello.
And,
how are you doing, darling? I hope that you're all doing fine and well tonight. Yes,
The show is a Stonecast. Yes, it is.
Okay, that was the other one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when I first got this thing, I scared my daughter would say, what in the world? Where did you get that from? Yeah, so, mm-hmm. Yeah,
we
got to
come up
has.
With a skit for that, you know.
Yeah. There's one that I always do is Ellie and Kelly. You know, the lighter voices that sound like little chipmunks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I do, Ellie and Kelly. Mm-hmm. I do a whole routine on another, like on the party lines, on the main board of a party line, I do it.
Ellie and Kelly?
Ellie and Kelly. I don't know where I came up with that. Because usually I call myself
How
L
long is that?
On.
Is it long?
No, I just say whatever is on the mind. I just play around with it, and that's about it. That's all I
do. Oh, well, next week we got to... You want to do that next week?
Okay, they're supposed to be sisters, Ellie and Kelly. Mm-hmm.
Ellie and Kelly,
and the
yeah.
deeper voices is Mon and Mundo.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, let me remind everyone once again, May 19th, the day for Milton, Bellport, New York. 11 to 2,
mm-hmm.
And you know that'd be a good way to announce a day for Milton and with the echo, you know.
Okay.
11 to 2, Bellport, New York, May 19th, and you can see the show next Wednesday on Manhattan Neighborhood Network .org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So check it out. And help us bring your puppy, bring your dog. Come out to the day for Milton. Put it on your calendar. May 19th, we celebrate a great, great dog. Milton the guide dog, who was killed last summer at the Guide Dog Foundation. All right, Inner Sight Frolics. And let's see, we got a few minutes left. Anybody else on the line?
No.
All right.
You have a person who listens. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so anybody got any good ideas for the show? You know, something you want us to make up a skit about or goof off about? Send us an email, innersight@tmpmail.com. No attachments. Don't send me any more attachment, you idiot.
It makes it all code. That's it.
Yeah.
Make everybody aware.
Be with you
what
Monday
does.
On the Matter Glad. Thank you so much.
I wish
thanks, Lorraine,
okay.
Suzanne, everybody.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And, you know, have a good weekend.
Everyone.
Stay calm. Don't get too excited. No good for you.
Oh, no. All that's right. The other way around. It's good for me.
If you have too much money and you don't and you don't want it, send it over here. Woo-hoo! All right. Inside. Be with you Monday. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good night, everyone. I love this show. I love Inner Sight. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Have a good evening, y'all. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. You too. Yay.
Yay.
I used to have that all on the board, but they took it away.
They did?
Yep.
Oh, poo.
Yeah, so I had a lot of those things on the board.
Oh, okay. All right, y'all. So y'all enjoy your weekend. Same time, same place, Monday.